Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Port St. Lucie is marking its 50th anniversary this week, but long before the city came along in 1961, there was Pruitt's Fish Camp. It was on the North Fork of the St. Lucie River, near the present site of the city's botanical gardens. One of its cabins later became the first office for Nina Baranski. She's a retired journalist and city communications officer. In its heyday, she said Pruitt's Fish Camp attracted tourists from all over the country.
They just loved coming there to old Florida. It was very primitive. They did have running water, I think. You hear the early people talk about that. That's how they found Port St. Lucie and River Park. They came to the fish camp.
By the time you moved into the fish camp, the old fish camp, it had been long abandoned. You were a reporter for what was then known as the Fort Pierce News Tribune.
They wanted a bureau in Port St. Lucie. General Development Corporation had bought the property from Pruitt. They very nicely rented the Tribune, one of their abandoned buildings in the fish camp. It was not air-conditioned. It did have running water that I don't think anybody would use.
And you were the reporter, and so that's where you did your work?
When I filled in for the bureau chief right after I moved here, I worked out of that building that was in the middle of nowhere. And a little bit scary. I'm not much for creepy crawlies or jumpies. I had my husband go over at 11 o'clock one night to sweep all the spiders and crabs out of there, and I'd go in the morning and there'd be chickens running around the building.
So you had company?
Not invited. It was kind of desolate. And there was this marvelous man named Harley that would fish there every single day. He'd ride his bicycle over, and he would not leave until I left the office. So he was there kind of to protect me, and he was a wonderful person. Having no air conditioning in the building, it was tough to work in there all morning and then go to a council meeting. You sure didn't want to get downwind.
It was a sweatshop in one way.
Yes, it was. It was in August. Bob Seeley, general manager of general development for Port St. Lucie, took pity on me and had his maintenance people put in a wall air conditioning.
I bet that seemed like heaven.
Absolutely.
Was the cabin that you were in the only thing that was left?
That was pretty much it. The others had gone to rack and ruin and kind of just disintegrated. Later on, of course, when the Tribune moved its office out of there, they just let it go, and it probably fell down before they raised it.
I'm visualizing you in this old cabin of a fish camp, solitary reporter. What equipment and furnishings did you have?
To telephone, a desk, and a typewriter. I would not open a drawer on a desk, because if I did, there were other things moving around, spiders, crabs, anything.
Did you have an electric typewriter?
Yes, they did have electricity. There was one day when I called Howard Sharp, who was the editor, and I said, I'm vacating it, because if I move, something else moves, and I'm a chicken. I said, I'm putting the phones on answering, taking the typewriter home, and I'm working out of my house.
So you actually abandoned the fish camp.
You better believe it.
And that made the Tribune think, maybe we better rent a real office for this reporter. What made Port St. Lucie develop the way it did and become what's now the ninth largest city in Florida?
Basically, I think the city became what it is today when Don Cooper became manager. He asked the council, do you want to remain a bedroom community or do you want to be a real city? They all said a real city. He kind of started the ball rolling.
With commercial development?
Right, there was none.
And there never was a downtown. Would you say there is now?
I think there'll be several downtowns. And I think it's exciting because you've got Village Green tradition, St. Lucie West, and they're all going to be connected by the Crosstown Parkway, which was a dream when I moved here in 74.
Nina Baranski, who lives in Georgia now, wrote a history of the city titled Port St. Lucie at 50, A City for All People. She's signing books this week as part of the 50th anniversary festivities. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.